KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's mostly clear, a little bit of light fog here in the listening area, and it's 33 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Our weather forecast, some patchy fog through about 8 a.m., otherwise skies should be mostly sunny today, with a high around 79. In the news, firefighters in Atlantic have organized a fundraising walk for a 4-year-old Atlantic girl who is fighting metastatic colorectal cancer since her diagnosis last September. Her cancer has spread and she's undergoing rounds of chemotherapy. The walk in her honor will take place tomorrow to raise donations for Riley Slauson. Sean Sarsfield, a 13-year veteran of the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, has been following the girl's saga on her Facebook page, Super Riley. And Sarsfield says that he's captivated by her story.
And she put together a bucket list. She wants to go to Disney World with her family. And then she also wants to be a firefighter. Atlantic Fire Department got together, and we're going to make Riley an honorary firefighter.
Sarsfield says a walk involving members of the Atlantic Fire and Rescue Department, Atlantic Police Department, Cass County Sheriff's Department, and the Iowa State Patrol will be held tomorrow, and each of the participants will be wearing their respective uniforms. It takes place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and begins at the Atlantic Fire Station.
We're going to go east on 7th Street and go out to Walmart, and we're going to work our way back to Hospital Drive, take 10th Street to Chestnut, and then we're going to walk to the downtown. We're going to hit streets in between, and we'll probably make that route several times.
Afterward, Riley will be presented with her honorary firefighter shirt and certificate. She'll also get a ride in a ladder fire truck. Now, those wanting to help Riley's parents with the medical and other expenses can drop off your pledges or donations at the Atlantic Fire Station tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or leave donations with any of the walkers as they make their way through town tomorrow. There is also an account set up at Wells Fargo Bank in Atlantic, and all the funds raised will be used locally for Riley's family. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Elsewhere on the news, police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in finding a woman who has not been seen since the early morning hours of Friday, April the 18th. Volunteers say 22-year-old Heather Betts of Council Bluffs was last seen voluntarily getting into a dark-colored, sporty-looking car with a loud exhaust. The woman told her friends and family that she was getting a ride from someone she described as an old friend and was en route to either Little Sioux or Missouri Valley, Iowa. Betts is a Caucasian woman about 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 80 pounds, and has brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing black pants with either a yellow or light blue shirt. Officials say she appears younger than her age. You can view a picture of the woman under this same story under the news tab at KJAN.com. The Council Bluffs Police Department is actively investigating her disappearance as a missing persons case. They say they have no evidence to suggest Betts is in danger other than her absence and lack of contact with family and friends. If you have information on her whereabouts, call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. Emergency management officials in Shelby County say residents who live in and emergency responders who serve the Shelby County Township Union Sections 17 and 18 should be aware that 2300th Street has reopened. The road was closed March 31st due to a culvert project. That culvert has replaced a bridge 1/4 mile west of County Road M16 on 2300th Street in Shelby County. The bridge was over an unnamed tributary of Mosier Creek. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
In our funeral announcements, Helen Marie Welch, age 79 of Menlo, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Helen Welch will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has the arrangements. Martha Louise Whetstone, age 88 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Martha Whetstone will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Ruth Baldus, age 95, of Fairmont, Minnesota, and formerly of Carroll, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Ruth Baldus will be today at 10:30 at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Wilma White, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma White will be held today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Carl E. Johnson, age 92, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Carl Johnson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milton Craig, age 86, of Stuart and formerly of Menlo, died Sunday at the Stuart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Milton Craig will be today at 2:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Tom Clyde Ingersoll, Jr., age 60, of Fresno, California, and formerly of the Villisca area, died December 29th in Fresno. A celebration of life service for Tom Ingersoll, Jr. will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Charles Barrett, age 88, of Harlan, died April the 18th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Charles Barrett will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gail Joseph Vandenberg, age 93, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Gail Vandenberg will be Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died April 16th. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be held May the 2nd at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has arrangements. Bonnie Nielsen, age 88, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Services for Bonnie Nielsen are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Raymond Miller, Jr., age 73, of Rural Stuart, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Raymond Miller, Jr. will be held at a later date. The Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. News brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.